Am I the only motherfucker alive today that just doesn't give a fuck about AI? Am I the only fucking person? Am I the only one? Because I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting annoyed. I'm getting bothered by all these people saying, oh, AI's going to be a god. Oh, AI's going to do this. It's going to change the world. We can't. Oh, these drones and stuff, they're powered by AI. And no pilot has won. No pilot has. No human has beaten an AI ever. It created a new move and go, and it can play chess really good. AI. It's like, shut up! Am I the only one that just doesn't give a fuck? Am I the only one? I cannot be the only one that's like, shut up! I don't fucking care! Give it to me! Ruin my life! Spy on me! I don't give a fuck! I don't care anymore! I give up! I give up! I give up! I give up! I don't care! I don't fucking give a damn! I don't give a damn! This shit, it's just annoying, man. It's just annoying to constantly see. Constantly see and hear about these robots that are going to take over the goddamn world. It's never ending. It's all they talk about. Even stocks depend on it now. I don't care. I don't care. Enough. Enough, because I'm not worried. You know why I'm not worried? I'm not worried at all. I don't fucking care. And here's why. Here's why. Because watch this. You ready? You ready? Let's say, let me pull out my phone. I'm pulling out my phone for everybody who's just listening. You ready? Watch this shit. I got my phone. It's on, right? Everybody seeing it? Hearing it? Watch this shit. You ready? AI got into my phone. Oh, no. Oh, no. AI's listening. AI's doing this. AI, it's out of control. It's taking over. It took up all the information on the internet. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. What's that? That's a power off switch. Holy fuck. Hold up. And now my phone's off. Now watch this shit. You ready? This is step two, and this is vitally important. I just threw it away. Hello, everyone. My name's Anakin Meeker, and welcome to the Madhouse. I'm fucking tired of this shit, man. Who fucking cares? Who fucking cares? It's all you hear about now. It's all you hear about. You try to listen to anything. Everybody's fucking freaking out about AI. Who? Do we not realize you can just not use the shit? You can just not. And they're like, oh, what about the planes? These drones and stuff, they're up in the sky. They can do whatever. They can drop bombs and they can flying all over the place. Oh, no. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Go underground! Look at the Jews. Go underground, man. They got it figured out. They're always one step ahead. Follow them. They've been here since the beginning. It says so. The Bible tells me so. God damn it. So what the fuck are we worried about? It's crazy. Have we forgot who the apex predator is on this world? Have we forgot all the shit that we've seen as humans? What the fuck are we talking about? We can handle it. Bitch, we're building life and we're scared of it. What the fuck? Who cares? Honestly, who cares? Who fucking cares? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. And everybody's like, oh, but China, they just came out with this new one and it's gonna be better. Great! Let them win! We can have one that's just as capable. Like, I can't be the only one that's thinking this. I know I'm not the only one that just doesn't give a fuck. Maybe it's because it's a talking point. Maybe because it gets views or something. But I know everybody day to day is just like, I got a kid. I got a family to feed. I got a job to go to. We got orders fucking forever. They're never ending. I got shit to sell. I got trucks to move. I got to go to my construction site. I got to do all this. I got to build a house. What the fuck? Nobody cares! Why is everybody... I don't... It's like either it's going to help or it's not. And if it doesn't help, then we just don't use it. It's not that complicated. Am I crazy? Am I wrong? Am I missing something here? I feel like I'm missing something, and I'm trying to figure out why I should give a damn about any of the robot shit that's happening. Either it's going to be great or I won't use it. I'm so passionate, I'm spitting all over the goddamn place. The fuck? It just doesn't make any goddamn sense, man. Why I should care? Who cares? It's like, I don't even know what it's like. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Why everybody is so up in arms on this shit. I'm like, you know, we could all just have one that works really well, right? And like, even if another superpower gets one, because that's like the main concern, is China's going to make one that's even better than the United States. It's like, so? Ours is pretty goddamn solid too. They have better slaves than us. That's for sure. They even take it so far that they put nets under where iPhones are made, so you can't jump off of the building. You can't escape slavery even by death. Isn't that something to think about and keep you up at night? Or what about the nukes? What about the fucking nukes? There was this guy. I don't remember his name, but there was a scientist in like the 50s that had the bright idea when Russia and US were going back and forth, and the US was like, we gotta come up with something that beats Tsar Bomba, which is, just look it up, it's, the images are just fucking crazy. Like, almost, they're like, breathtakingly devastating. It's kind of amazing. It's a good thing that I don't have that kind of power yet. I'm gonna run for president and take over both Americas and unite them. I promise. That's what I'm going to run on. We're going to turn all of South America into the Amazon again, make it a national park, and make it so we can feed the entire fucking world. And when they're relying on us, then we can start starving them like North Korea. Except it's me and I'm an American, which means it's good. And we're going to bring the rest of the world to its knees. North America, where I live and am from and care about, is going to thrive. Like the beautiful, modern Rome, I guess. And that's what I'm gonna do. But it's like, who? I kind of lost the plot there, and I don't remember what the fuck I was talking about, but it's fine. Because where I was going with that is, the US didn't have the, we didn't have the biggest bomb. Russia, they beat us on the nuke. And so this guy was like, you know what, I'm gonna make a bomb that nobody can compete with. In the 50s. I think it was like Operation... I want to say Operation Starfish, but that's not it. That was when they were sending nukes to blow it through the radiation. But it was something like Operation Sunrise or Sunfall or something. Some awesome, cool name that they came up with. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to design a nuke that theoretically would destroy the atmosphere and end the world if detonated. We don't have to go anywhere. All we have to do is click a button, or in real life, turn two keys upon the president's order, which is also kind of insane that the president alone had responsibility for ending the entire fucking world via bombs, and it was an old man with dementia that didn't know what the fuck was going on, but that's something. That's just something. We made it through, I think. I'm still waiting to wake up. Still in 2022. I'm waiting. Hell, I'm still waiting to wake up in 2019. I'm waiting to wake up in Kairos. And nobody knows what the fuck that means besides a select few of you. Which, shout out to all of you, I guess. Nobody fucking knows outside of... It's fine. But anyway, like, we didn't have the biggest bomb. And I think it's the same deal with AI. It's like, I don't think we have to be number one. I think we can, it's cool if we're about the same. Because, like, are they going to come here?
Well, no, they're going to hack our infrastructure. They're going to shut off all the power. What are we going to do? What is it going to look like if we can't use our technology?
I don't know, maybe what we've always done! Up until the last 80 years. Like, how did man survive without lights? Oh yeah, fire! Am I... Who cares? Who gives a fuck about this AI bullshit? It's worth pursuing, that's for sure, but... Jesus Christ! Am I supposed to fucking kill myself if China wins? If they make one that's just... almost as good as ours? For cheaper? Who fucking... And then... people are like, it's gonna take all the jobs. It's gonna take all the jobs. It's gonna take all the jobs. What are we gonna do? Shut up! No, it's not! No, it's not. And it's, first of all, it's fucking not. Because, I mean, just look at the people that say that they're gonna take over manufacturing, all that bullshit. You forgot something. You forgot something that I don't know. It might cost some money. These cheap bastards that run all the corporations. You know, it might cost a little bit. It might cost a lot of bit to make a bunch of robots that replace humans. It might cost a little bit of money that they don't fucking have. You know, to do it. So it's not going to happen all at once. It's not going to be it's not going to be like you set all the humans that work, all these general laborers on a fucking table, all these college kids that are just trying to get by with brain dead jobs, and these adults that are trying to get by with brain dead jobs, and these retards, the special ed motherfuckers that are just trying to get by with these dead end jobs, and these women that are just as equally as smart because all women are... No. But all women are fucking equal to Down syndrome guys and taking all of our jobs. You're not gonna put them all these pawns on a table and just take the back of your hand and move it across and send them across the fucking... the hallway. I don't know. You're not gonna throw them off of the table. It's not gonna be like that. Or maybe it will, and... pie on my face. Oh no, I'm unemployed. Oh no, oh no. Now I get to pursue other career options. Now I don't have to break my body. Or deal with stupid ass dead end jobs anymore and get to pursue something a little bit more fulfilling. While collecting government checks. Oh no. But it's like it's not gonna happen because it's not gonna happen because they're cheap bastards that run these companies, all of them. They're not gonna build a bunch of human replacements immediately. You'll have time to figure it out for one. Every fucking piece of technology that ever existed. We learned to use it. I mean, look at the phone, right? Look at the phone. Everything that replaced, like libraries, we figured out how to go on without it. But I don't know, man. I'm just not fucking worried. I don't care. It's not gonna be a god. Because it didn't create anything. It didn't create this universe. That would be something. And I personally have a way to prove if it did or not. I have a question that I'll ask. And I'm so goddamn paranoid that I'm not going to say it on camera. But I have certain things in my life where if it turns out that AI is actually God. The God. Capital G God. I'll be like, okay, I know I'm not supposed to test you, but you have to understand I'm a human. and this is fucking nuts, oh wise one. But I don't think you are. I don't think you are, because the Bible says that we wouldn't see you coming back. And everybody else says that it's going to happen unexpectedly, so you tell me, sir. Answer these questions about my personal life that nobody else knows yet. What did I see, for example? What was the darkest thing that my SSRIs made me feel? Because there's one that I cannot say publicly and never will. I've never told my friends, actually. There's one. And if it can answer that, then we'll move on to question two and three and four. And I suggest that you, so that way you can sleep at night, find some answers to your own questions that you hold secret. Because things are getting a little weird. But it's not fucking God. It's not gonna... I'm not worried about it, and I don't think anybody should be. It's insane. It's stupid. It's crazy. It's fucking nuts. Nobody's gonna get replaced. You're gonna eventually, maybe, depending on your job. But like, that's the name of the game. That's the name of this entire game. On Earth, that is. It's survival of the fittest. Just use the natives, the Native Americans, the Indians, whatever the fuck you want to call them. The savages, the Redskins, I don't care. Just use them as an example. It's like some of them, they saw the writing on the wall. God damn it, I don't remember his name. Oh, but he was good. It was in Empire of the Summer Moon. Fuck. God damn it, I don't remember his name, but there was this, it was the last leader of the Comanches, who was a tribe in Texas that was just fucking up everybody, but then eventually the revolver was bought by the settlers, the Texas Rangers, and they used that to keep up with the Comanches and push them out. And eventually put them on reservations and all of that. We know the story. Manifest Destiny and whatnot. Which is not racist and super awesome. But there was a guy that saw the writing on the wall. He was like, okay, this is over. He was born in like 1850 or 60. And then died in like 1920 or something insane. This man, whatever the timeline was, I know he went from horsebacks and the plains and the wild, wild west and all of that. If you break a leg, you're dead. If your horse, they used to cut the horses and run away with them. And that was a death sentence in that time. Now you don't even, if your fucking horse is stolen, you'll fucking get a car! You don't have to worry about it. That's how far back they were. There was no medicine, tuberculosis would kill you immediately. Shit like that. Go play Red Dead, and then go 50 years even further back. Motherfuckers stunk! They stunk! They were bivouacking and killing whoever and robbing banks and trains and fucking tigers. I don't know. I was in a previous life. My tiger lovers. I miss them. But they... Like, this man was the leader of the tribe that was fucking up everything. He saw the writing on the wall. And he was a savage. He was an absolute savage. Just killing and scalping and doing everything like that. As all the legends go. And they are even more what, whitewashed, I guess? Is that the right term? I don't know. They're not as intense as you hear in school as they were in real life. Like, it was fucking brutal by both sides. Neither party is morally better, despite what your romanticized ideas are. They weren't. They were, both sides were fucking savages. And this guy started out there. He's like, we're just gonna kill them, probably fucking eat them, scalp them. They would cut the bottoms of your, they would just cut the fuck out of your feet and then make you try to walk. And while you, you know, cried and hobbled and everything and walked like a baby across the plain with arrows and knives and machetes to your back, they would laugh at you, and it was all for entertainment. And that's what he was, tribal nomadic people. This native guy. And he went from that to realizing the situation, explaining to his people by adapting, like we're going to have to here, and why we shouldn't be fucking worried as long as we're smart about things. And don't freak out and buy the hype.
It's like, oh no, my GDP's down. The stocks are down. You know.
Shut up.
What's OpenAI gonna do? Oh no,
I don't give a fuck. It doesn't have any power over me. Or you. It doesn't have any real fucking power. But he adapted and started to mold with the society and started to figure that out. Even to the point where you can find pictures of the unnamed man, because my brain is failing me and I read it like 7 months ago, or listened to it rather. I really wish I could. I mean, the name that keeps popping into my head is Quanah Parker, but I know that that's not right. I really don't think it is, but it's that book. You can find it. He went from complete and utter tribesmen to, and like having no experience, to seeing, to adapting to the civilization, and then admittedly dealing with the reservation. But even then, he was able to negotiate and adapt to it and play nice and figure out how to survive and maneuver through this shitty situation. And they continued on, and he blended in, but he got to know the white guys. Even there's a funny story that's in there, to quote the book, where he's making fun of the white people for taking his land. And they're like, oh, how did we even do that? And he's like, go sit on this log. And the guy went and sat on the log. And then the native guy walked over, the chief. He walked over and sat next to him and then nudged him over. The white guy moved over because he was too close. Then he nudged him over again. And the white guy moved over on the log. And the native guy moved over on the log and nudged him. And moved over and nudged him. Moved over, nudged him. And the white guy tried to move over and he fell off the log. And the native guy goes like that. And the point I'm making here, the guy was able to adapt, survive, and keep his people alive just via intelligence and remaining calm in a horrible situation, and actually tried to figure it out the best chance of surviving this weirdness of now revolvers and now we have cars? What the fuck's going on there? And he went from tribesmen to seeing the first plane. And not just the first plane, but eventually the First World War, I believe. You know, World War I, where planes were the propeller planes? We're not talking about the Wright brothers. We're talking about Red Baron fucking planes. And that's what I'm saying. This is why I'm not fucking worried about AI. It's like, you shouldn't be either. It's stupid. And I think we should talk about it less because it's fucking annoying. Just let these idiots do what they do. It's stupid. I think it's dumb. And it's like, at worst, what's the worst, right? Worst case scenario? Worst case scenario? I mean, we're already at the point where... Well, this is the problem. This is the problem. Is it's lulling us to sleep. It's got a little hypnosis fucking coin in front of us. The amount of... I'll just say it. Idiots. Brain dead idiots. That just go on Google... And like, oh, it says right here. And then they quote it. It's like, you know that none of this is real, right? Go, you can search the exact same search, but change like one word. You can even put a period at the end. And the search engine will show you two different answers. One saying yes, one saying no. It's... And then, if you look at it, you'll be like, oh shit, those little bubbles, you know, those little bubbles that show up that say the sources for where it pulled the information? It's like, oh, Wikipedia. Oh, it's just Wikipedia. Oh, and then it's three other things. Oh, and then let me click on those things. Oh, none of these sources mention anything about the question! So it's, I guess it's just, I wasn't expecting to do a half hour on this shit, but it's just how fucking furious I am, I guess, I don't know, because it's crazy. It's like, shut the fuck up, it's not going to take over the world. It's not, it's flat out not. And if it is, we'll handle it. We're humans, where is our pride? What the fuck, man? Look at all the shit we survived a global freeze! The entire world froze over! And then flooded! Two world wars! Everybody fucking died! We survived it! We made it through! The amount of shit that we've fucking seen! The amount of shit that we've been through and done! And what we're capable of. What are we doing, man? Why do we give a fuck? We are creating life. I'm not saying we are gods. But we're certainly made in the image of something. Of God. And we're practicing that. We are creating a thing and we're like, oh no. Oh no. Bitch, we're all fucking powerful here. What are we doing? Shut up! Shut up about AI. Holy fucking shit. I don't care. I'm tired. It's nothing. It's fucking nothing. It has no power over you. Because worse comes to worse, right? It gets into all the technology. It gets into everything. It gets into everything. It gets into your computer. It sees all the... I don't know, fucking BDSM that you're watching. It's seeing all the rituals. All the pedophiles are fucked. The dark web stuff that you're doing. The illegal substances. Whatever. It's like, if it gets into all that, right? Everything's compromised. You can't trust a thing that you see on the internet, which we've been saying since day one, but I guess everybody fucking forgot about that shit. All the studies are forged that you can find online, right? It's like, oh no. Guess we'll have to do without again. I'm like, you can live without your TV and... You can live without air conditioning. You can live without heat. It's not fun. But, like, we do not need this shit. And if it starts going on fucking bombing raids, it takes over all the airliners and everything. We'll stop it. We'll fucking stop it. And if China's new DeepSeek or whatever the fuck it is, or OpenAI or Grok or what, name one. Or maybe they all band together and create a new AI order. Well, then great. Finally, for once in fucking human history, we're all in agreement. We have to stop that thing. And we work together. And maybe that's the breakthrough. And maybe that's what this is all coming together to. It's like, wow, we're all the same thing. And this is what it took to finally figure it out. Worst still comes to worst. Or the world ends. Or the world ends, which is just great. Which is just great. And that's fine. Fuck the world anyway. Who cares? We don't need it, right? Everybody... Do we even need a world? Who even needs a world? But that it's not going to come to that. Because even define the world ending. Life is still going to go on. Or it just won't. And that's a wrap. And all we all get to move on to the great beyond. Great. Hooray. I'll get to hold hands and skip through the golden arches and be one with the Lord or something. I don't know. But I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that's going to happen. That's like, it took a lot of leaps there. I just don't think the AI, I think it's just getting blown out of proportion. I don't think it's all that. I don't think it's fucking anything. I think it's going to be cool. I think it's going to help. I think it has a lot of potential, but I don't think it's fucking God. I'm not fucking scared. That's no Messiah, bitch. Go fuck yourself. Everybody that's hyping this thing up, go fuck yourself. Have you forgotten what you are? You're a human, motherfucker. We do what we want. Even the animals bow to us. It's insane. What are we talking about? Speaking of those animals, right? Speaking of those animals. And all these scientists that are so in love and jerking off to this AI concept and everything. I guess I'm not one to talk. The AI porn is pretty good. Especially if you're into what I'm into. No, you guys already know my secrets. I dump them out. I'm just not going to repeat them because it's not worth. All right, the furry porn is great. All right, that's it. That's it. I don't like to talk about the furry thing because, you know, but Beastars I was into, and I'm excited for season 3 to finish up. And that's that, so... Yeah. But if animals, speaking of animals, if animals, you scientists, it drives me nuts. Another thing that just drives me nuts is, I guess it's a thing when you're a scientific researcher or whatever you want to call it, whatever the term is, I don't know, I dropped out of college. Is that not clear? I dropped out twice. I'm a 2-time dropout, bitch. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself and you keep all your money. Or no, I'm going to keep all of my money. I don't know. I got to get to the point here. And I hate it. It's so stupid when I hear... I guess it's a thing in science. I've heard it multiple times. Like in... whatever. I just hear people in that world saying that you can't... Animals don't think. Like, they're not conscious. Like, they don't have a soul. Like, they're not like... You can't humanize... an animal. which is like there's nothing there. It's just an animal. An animal's an animal. It's just a piece of meat made to be eaten. You hear that, Ruggles? You hear that, Ruggles? You're just a piece of meat made to be eaten. This is what it's all been for, and you know it. I know it. That you're just getting primed and fattened up like Hansel and Gretel. I'm going to throw you in my wok. Make some beautiful orange chicken with you. I'm kidding. Probably. Ruggles. He's refusing to make eye contact because he knows if he does, no, that's it. Now he's closing his eyes and going back to sleep because he's already been through 13 years of my dumbass shenanigans and wants no more part of it. He's used to it. At one point, I was so bored during COVID that I just sat with him in a room. I just sat with him in a room, looking at him and asking him if he could talk. I'm like, bro, you, come on. I won't tell. I was very serious. I was very serious about it. I was looking at my dog. It was just me and him during COVID, and I'm like, you know you can, like, come on. I know you can understand me. You can, come on, you can do it. Talk to me, say something. Come on! He did not speak to me, though. But he talks in other ways, and that's kind of the point I'm trying to make here. It just drives me nuts, and I want to yank all this beautiful flowing hair out when I hear scientists say that, like, there's nothing more to an animal than that they're animals. It's just not true. Clearly we're missing something here. Something's going on. And here's my piece of evidence. Here's my question to them. Oh, scientists. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't think this through. Yeah. If animals are not thinking creatures and they're all instincts, why do they stretch? Hmm? You got an answer for me? Hmm? Why do they stretch? Anybody? Why do animals stretch? I think that disproves your entire thing. That they're simply just meat. They're just critters. Because why the fuck would they stretch? How would they know? How'd they figure that out? Why do tigers stretch? And they don't just stretch. They know how to efficiently stretch. If you go up to tigers will go up to a tree. And they will put out their claws, hook it into the trunk, and then do like a downward dog position. And really stretch out the muscles that they use to run. So how do they stretch? You're telling me that, yeah, see now I'm pleading your case, man. Now he's looking. He's like, this guy's on to fucking something. Ruggles, do you want to answer the people? You want to reveal that you can talk yet? Okay, not quite yet, I guess. The floor is yours if you want to come over here. I know I usually tell you to fuck off, but... And I did right before this, telling you to get up on the couch and you're comfortable now. But I'm just saying, if you want to chime in on this one, feel free. He's more of a stoic type of dog. Until he's excited. But for real, that's... Why do they stretch? And why can monkeys use tools? And how do they use tools? And how can ravens learn to fuck with other animals? Have you ever looked at a deer in the wild? Have you ever made eye contact? These are... The people that say that animals are not like us are people that have never been outside. That's the only explanation. And I don't mean outside their house, and they went through a little walk through the park, and they saw a butterfly or something. I mean, like, outside! Outside the walls! Go outside your fucking walls! Go into nature, where it's dangerous! It's a little dangerous out there. And what you'll find is that something more is happening. There's more to it than that. And they would love to say that their research isn't doing anything, that they're just meat sacks. They're fine. You're wrong! There's something. It's almost like, it's honestly like all of nature is in on a joke, and we're the only ones that don't get it. We're like the only ones that are not in on it. It's really fascinating. It's almost like there's a very slight disconnect. But you can learn to speak the language. I mean, a perfect example is the people that survive in the wilderness all the time. You can just live out there. And the more you the more you learn from them, the more you kind of see that, I mean, these animals do speak and communicate. It's very weird. They just don't speak and communicate like us. It's really fucking cool, and I hope that my life takes me in a direction where I can actually explore that more. Because right now I'm just kind of trapped. I don't make a hell of a lot, and I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, so it's tough. But that is kind of the goal, is to reach a point where I can see these things and I can, you know, study. Maybe not study, but like, I don't know, just go into the wild and do it safely and learn some shit like that and go on adventures and figure out animals, because there's something, it's just so cool. And the other thing, well, I mean, to finish out the stretching thing, it's like, why the fuck do they stretch? I promise you, I haven't looked at, I promise you the explanation is not great. I just promise you, it's not going to be satisfactory at all. Where animal, it's like, oh, they just naturally know that it's tight, and sometimes the dopamine will go, they learn from dopamine, and another tiger saw the other tiger go up to the tree and was like, oh, that's a good idea. And you know, it releases dopamine and it loosens up all of that. But what's going on with geese flying south? They all kind of just agree. They're all just looking at each other in the pond. Now, because we're human, that just sounded like a bunch of honks. But what was really going on in that conversation between the geese that I just did was, hey, you want to get the fuck out of here? It's getting a little nippy. Yeah, let's get the fuck, let's bounce. And they fucking foof, 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 in a nice little V that they all just figured out is the best way to go. And they just kind of know to go to Mexico or something. But yeah, they don't have any, they're not like us. They're not like us. What's really fascinating is that both sides learn from each other. And it can be a two-way street. It can be a two-way street. Like, you can learn, I mean, the most primal example would be to hunt better. You can learn to hunt better by watching how pack animals hunt, which means that you're going to survive. But you can also learn things from what would it be? I mean, if you can learn how to operate in society better by watching chimpanzees and monkeys and how they operate. Or even like zebras. where the idea is that they're that color, like they're that stripe, because when there's a pack hunting them, you can't really keep your eye, they can't keep their eye on one specific zebra. And it's like trying to punch a cloud. Good fucking luck. It's going to just go around your hand every single time. Because you can't really pinpoint the exact solid thing. But if like one of them was just brown, and all the other ones were white and black, then... Or no, there was something that... Ah, fuck. There was one time a zebra got tagged, and this is kind of where the idea came from, was a zebra got tagged in a herd, and immediately the lions were able to find him and track that one down. And so that's the idea of the camouflage of a zebra. That's the working theory as far as I know. And you can learn something from that, where if you're in a dangerous situation, go into the crowd of your species, of people you look like. You blend in. It's like little things like that. It's that you can learn from. Or like dogs can teach you that maybe you're screaming a little bit too much at Smash Bros. This morning. Real story. And then you look at Ruggles and he's, you know, kind of doing that thing. Is like, is this motherfucker about to fucking turn me to some orange chicken? Or is today the day? And I'm like, okay, fuck. And that's what I mean, is like... One, why do they stretch? How did they figure it? What is the benefit to that? There's, like, none. You're just, oh, it feels good. Okay, I feel, I'm ready to go. Like, why do animals stretch? And then, like, we can just communicate with them. You can learn to speak their language. It's like trying to learn Chinese, which you might as well, because apparently they're going to take over the entire fucking world, I guess. Because they have the greatest AI of all time. And, oh no, I can't use my iPhone anymore. What am I gonna do? Read? What am I gonna do? We're gonna lose video games. What am I gonna do? Go contribute to the world? Fuck! But you can learn to speak their language. If you try. It's wild. So yeah, I don't think, it's bullshit. Why the fuck do they stretch? Why do they stretch? You know what we do? The animals don't do? That's fucking great, and I think everybody should do? Is get divorced. I think we need more divorce in this world, and I know that feels like it's coming out of left field, but... I'm going to fucking try to tie this in somehow, because animals don't get divorced. I guess the closest thing they do is sometimes, you know, the man will eat the woman or vice versa, and that'll be that. I mean, actually, yeah, see, you could make an argument there, and I just think, you know, animals... I think the thing that sets humans and animals apart is that animals don't have childhood trauma. And that's kind of what, like, fuels people to do great things. Is being fucked up. I want to take back the fact that I just said childhood trauma. Like a complete and utter sissy. Because that whole thing is just gone. Too many faggots with pink hair. Adopted that one. Guys with nails painted. Alright, I just want to say, for the record, just because I said faggot again. And I just feel like I have to say this. And this is actually going to get serious for a second. The reason that I say faggot isn't... I mean, it comes from a place of self-hate. because I took psychiatric medication and I got pumped fucking full of it. A lot of people that watch this, I'm assuming, know, but maybe not. Maybe new people are here. I don't know. I don't check the retention and all of that. I don't jerk off to the analytics. But it comes from a place of self-hate because that shit made me gay. And I'm still living with that. And I hate myself for that time period. And now I'm mostly back. But that's where it comes from. So I'm working on saying that less. It's a fucking terrible habit. And it comes from a place of complete and utter self-hate. Like almost every other type of homophobia that happens. So there's that. I'll just say it publicly finally. And there you go. We're going to move on. But the only reason that I took those things was because of divorce. And the reason, I mean, the reason that I think that that's probably a good thing is that I'm really ambitious. I'm ready to go. And I'm doing good. And I think everybody should get divorced. I think you should get divorced. I think you should get married just to get divorced. I think everybody should get married, have two kids, and get divorced in an explosion. And I think it's good for you. It builds character. It, as mother used to say, it builds character. Everybody needs to get divorced. It's good for you. It's like, Anakin, how could that seems terrible. How could it get good for you? Well, first of all, it'll give you something to do. You're not going to be bored if you're getting divorced. That's for damn sure. And if you're a kid experiencing the divorce, it'll give you something to do for at least 20 years, maybe 80, until you make peace with it. I think it's good for you. I think everybody should get fucking divorced. At some point in your life, you need to get divorced. It's a rite of passage. It's the American way. In our beautiful Christian country with one nation under God written on all of our money that we don't see anymore, and is probably why we've half forgotten about the Lord here. It's like, I think more people should get divorced. I think less marriages should happen, less families. We need less families. Fuck families. We need more ambitious psychopaths. I mean, we have to worry about the AI anyway, right? So we might as well become lifelike or lifeless, soulless creatures that just want to do damage to the whole thing or take the entirety of the world and boost it up as high as we fucking can to our own detriment. Ambitious to our own detriment, our own demise. Just really shoot for the moon. Because at worst, you end up among the stars, right? Suffocating. And holding your breath. And your eyes are popping out. Because you're not supposed to be there. And everything fucked up. Because you bit off more than you can chew and choked in the vacuum of space. But you know what you did on your way there? You did a lot of crazy awesome shit. And you may be damaged inside. But that's fine. Because you have money. You have money. So at least you're rich. And you see, I think that's our problem here today. Is too many people are focused on good homes. What the fuck do you need a good home for? We're trying to conquer the world. We're America. We need more divorce. Everybody should get divorced. Give your kids something to do for the next 50 years. The next 20 years of their life. Go get divorced, people. Everybody, even if you love her, have some fun. How boring. Oh my God. How fucking boring is it to have a beautiful home, you pull up, and you're happy? Ew. To see your wife? Ugh. And you go in there and she gives you a big smooch? Gross. Cooties. And then your kids run up to you like, Daddy's home! And you give them a hug? Ugh. I wiped your ass, kid. What the fuck are you doing touching me? And then you just sit there. You're just kind of on your couch. And you're watching a movie. And life is good. And then you go to work. You feed your family again. Then you come home. You smile. You kiss the missus.
Honey, I'm home.
Maybe you drink a couple brewskis. Get a couple of Budweisers in you. Catch a slight buzz. Go on your back porch. And you chill out. Maybe you'll build a fence. How boring. How boring. It's way more exciting to get home and you start screaming immediately. That's way more fun. That's way more fun. The kids are crying. Shut up! It's way better. It's way better. I'll give you something to cry about. It's way more exciting. Everybody needs to go get divorced. I'm telling you. Because it... Who wants to just watch Marvel movies forever? Who wants to hear Let It Go 800 million times? Or Moana 2? Or whatever the fuck. Whatever new movie is coming out. Who wants to just sit around and be jolly? And have a good Christmas. And make your kids believe in Santa. And then eventually they find out that he's not real. And you're like, oh. Well, don't tell the other kids. We did it because you love you. It's just kind of a tradition. I know it doesn't make a hell of a lot of more sense, but... Just think of all the fond memories you have. And now you know that Santa is actually in your heart. And he's more of... The spirit of Christmas. Gross! I went screaming on Christmas. Maybe a couple... Right there! From one of the spouses. We want divorce! Because don't you... What the fuck? You want a kid? You don't want a kid that's just content with, like, a... okay job. A decent job, making a decent living, and they just kind of watch mindless shit on their phone or whatever the new space-aged AI shit entertainment is going to come out, because we should be super worried. You don't want your kid to just be sitting back and, like, going on, and they're, like, 20 and 30, and they're doing okay. They're doing okay for themselves, and they're helping build up their own nice little family. You don't want that. Gross.
Boring.
You want that kid to be completely fucking broken. And fractured. And insane, even. Just a little bit. And have that curse of ambition. Where they just constantly feel like maybe if they were a bit better... They can make a meaningful change and save the marriage. And I think that that's... You need a little... You need to create a little monster. A little monster is better than anything that you could give to the world. A little monster. A slightly broken monster. A slightly broken monster that after the divorce and after all of that shit, you continue to break them. You continue to break this little monster, but you don't quite break him. You don't want him to be a bumbling idiot in a psych ward. And you don't want him to be a prisoner. Which basically are the same two things. Except a prisoner doesn't owe you trillions of medical debt. But if you can find that perfect fucking balance... of lunatic and murderer, right in the center lies a man that's going to change the world. And he might wake up at 3 a.m. screaming. Or maybe, you know, he might be a furry. Something along those lines. But at least, and he might be wondering how he can affect the world and maybe make a meaningful change before he dies, because he fears what happens next and he fears God, and it's a constant thing in the back of his head that he's going to die one day and you're going to be judged and tried, and you just really hope that it's enough when you're dead and that it's all going to be fine and God will let you in and not really try to test you and show somebody that, I don't know, did you very wrong and is like, hey, you can come off the bus and enter heaven, but Hitler's here. What do you do? Or do you want to go on the bus and maybe go to hell? You want to go with Paul, or what's going on here? Tell me the deal. And you just hope that you did enough that you don't have to deal with that, or maybe Egypt was right, and you have this giant court because it's this constant thing that shows up in all of human lore, is that you're going to get tried based on what you did and what you contributed, and if you went above and beyond the Call of Duty and just not played Call of Duty all your days and you actually did something to society, you added something and made the world a slightly better place. Maybe Egypt's right, that when that court shows up and, you know, you're weighed against a feather, if your heart's a little too low, it's a little heavier than that feather, then you get eaten by a giant crocodile monster, and your soul's never to be seen again, and it fucking freaks you out, and you feel like you gotta do something. And that's what and that's why you should get divorced, because you want that kid to feel that way. You want that kid to fucking freak out. You want that kid to constantly be freaking out and figure it out all on their own. Sorry, pronouns or something. I don't fucking know. Go fuck yourself, you asexual bitch. I don't know. But it's, you need that. So that way they go and do something! Because that's the American way. These other countries, don't let them get it twisted. Don't let them fuck you up. This is America. We are fueled by broken homes. It's what we do. It's how we prosper. It's why we fight. It's why we fucking want to kill everything. And take over the world. And it's why we... That's why we feel like we're going to die. The world, we literally think the world is going to collapse in on itself. And China's going to blow up everything and take us over and make us their slaves. If our AI is number two or tied for first even, we have to be number one. And God damn it, it's because we love divorce. It's what we're fueled on. It's broken homes. And people pissed off at their parents. It's great. It's what makes the world go round. Because we're in charge. And that's why you need to get divorced. Uncle Sam wants you to get rid of your wife. Or your husband. Uncle Sam wants you to get divorced.